And Memorial Day marks the opening of the summer movie season. One of the big blockbusters this year isn't a film, but a business deal. As we reported earlier this week, a Chinese company named Wanda is buying AMC Entertainment for $2.6 billion. AMC is North America's second largest movie theater company. Wanda is one of China's leading cinema owners. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on the decision making behind this deal and on China's booming movie theater business.
As Chinese state television reported the agreement this week, it did not, at first glance, make a lot of sense, at least for the buyer. Now, AMC is loaded with debt, about $2 billion, and movie theater attendance in North America was down 4% last year. Wanda, on the other hand, owns 730 screens in the world's fastest-growing movie market, China. But analysts say there's a logic behind Wanda's move, and it's about more than multiplexes. Aidan Sun is senior analyst with Ent Group, a Chinese entertainment research company. He says Wanda also wants to push into movie production. Buying an American cinema company would bring Wanda that much closer to Hollywood.
Yeah, talking to some very famous producers or distribution companies, not only in U.S. but also globally, and they want to cooperate with them to start a co-production in China.
Movie theaters are just a small part of Wanda's holdings. The company brings in $17 billion a year in revenue from nearly 50 shopping plazas, 40 department stores, and more than two dozen five-star hotels. But China's property market is cooling, and analysts think Wanda may be looking to AMC as a base in the U.S., where it could buy up commercial real estate at bargain prices. Gao Shouzhi is Ent Group's CEO.
Wanda's strategy isn't only to make profit from its cinema investment. A bigger part of it is to take Wanda's other businesses, like hotels overseas, through this channel. This is the idea behind its internationalization plan.
The Communist Party is trying to improve China's image abroad and wants to use culture, including movies, to do so. Does that mean Wanda is looking to use AMC to mass export Chinese films? Rob Kane, a Los Angeles movie producer and consultant who's lived and worked in China, doubts it.
There's no way that Wanda can fill their screens with Chinese movies. People just aren't going to pay to see them.
Chinese conglomerates, even private ones like Wanda, have close ties to the Communist Party. So Kane says Wanda might give a little push to China's so-called soft power campaign and show the occasional Chinese film or travel ad.
I can see smaller ways where they could really be good patriotic Chinese citizens and helping China to spread its message around the world.
Wanda's purchase of AMC comes at a time of staggering growth in China's movie theater business.
China, over this last year, has been growing at about 8 movie screens per day.
Rance Pao runs Artisan Gateway, a cinema investment consultancy and research house with offices in Shanghai. Pao says what's driving that growth is rising incomes, better Chinese movies, and new state-of-the-art theaters.
There's a whole generation of moviegoers now that's growing up with cinema as part of their life. And with more dollars in their pocket to spend for fun, they're choosing to go to see the movies as a priority.
I'm here at a Wanda Multiplex in Shanghai, and the difference between going to a movie 10 or 15 years ago in China versus today is really dramatic. Back then, you'd go to an individual theater. Maybe the sound system wouldn't be very good. There might be some broken chairs. This multiplex today, it's got 10 screens. It's state-of-the-art. There's an IMAX theater with stadium seating. Shi Weiwei is leaving a matinee of the Avengers 3D with her husband and 3-year-old son, Chen Qiyu. The ticket cost $8, a bargain by current Chinese cinema standards. By contrast, an IMAX Avengers 3D ticket on a Friday night costs about $25. Shi says a decade ago, she mostly watched movies on pirated DVDs.
Compared to before, now I normally go to the movies to watch blockbusters. You can't watch a 3D movie at home, and you can't get the experience of all this entertainment technology at home.
More and more Chinese seem to feel the same way. Industry analysts expect China's box office to top Japan's this year to become the world's second largest. China has about 10,000 screens, a little more than a quarter of the number in the U.S. And that leaves a lot of room to grow. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.